In other words, he still thinks he's alive.
And he's bound.
Right. Is he afraid of being arrested? That kind of bound?
He's already arrested. He's already bound.
All right. So, and he prefers that?
No, but he can't change it, you see. We call this, this is something called a vortex slip. He was
this is like semi, this is on the way, Ion, I'll make a guess, this is on the way to become a vampire, getting stuck in the physical. Is that what, some variation of that?
Oh, no, not quite. It's more of a vortex slip. It's
yeah.
Where you do something terrible and you want to go back just before it happened and change it, so then it doesn't happen. Okay? Well, he slipped, so now he's in between that vortex. The good ramification, they try to lay it out. Bill Murray did that in what Bob's favorite movie, Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
It's a slip. Foxitani Field just would not let it go. And Sonny and Cher, every morning, over and over and over, and they're stuck. Well, that's where this child is stuck.
Well, see, Katie's asking what possessed him before that. What motivated
yes.
him?
He was stuck.
Mad? Well, he got stuck years ago, you're saying.
That the stuck is what caused the sticky.
Right,
stuck,
that's why he
stick,
couldn't connect
stuck,
with anybody.
Stuck,
he couldn't connect with any girls.
Stuck.
That's within the dimensions within this world. So he got involved with his doubles and got mixed up.
Now, hold on. Slow down. Now you're going all talking again. Lord have mercy. You hear he'll jump into the Liberty Squadron so quick his head's a turn. It's probably the commies involved. It's that damn queen was running him down and got him all hemmed up. And
yeah,
in the
yeah.
Constant Quadrant where it was some fucking butterfly but messed him up somewhere along life's way. But never mind. Here you go. What ends up happening is you find yourself in that crawl space, and then you start trying to explain it. Well, you don't have a clue. You have cross slips. He got sideways within himself and says, well, this is all there is. And so when he decided it's all there is, that's all there was. And so, therefore, everybody was out to get him. Nobody got him. Nobody could figure him out. He couldn't. He didn't know if he liked boys or girls. He hoped he liked everything. He didn't know. You see, once this tirade starts, when the dopamine's flowing, now, easy, Dr. Dean, we know. Once the dopamine is flowing, it flows. Once that kicks in, those endorphins start feeling good. You go with that feeling good place. But if you don't find anything that causes those to flow and you find something that does, you'll get stuck there.
What did he find that flowed?
The chase, the hate, said an embrace of dopamine.
Mm.
The same way people don't wake up one day and say, gosh, you know, it'd be a great idea to take up pedophilia. No one wakes up and says, let's become a pedophilia. It's a gradual abyss that you put yourself into. You block.
How come his parents didn't notice it?
They didn't care.
And that's the proper attitude. The parents shouldn't care.
Well, it wouldn't have made any difference if they did or they didn't. Oh, they sure may do now. Oh, my boy. Yeah. When they were going to their bridge parties, they didn't seem to have any trouble for it.